This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, bless you.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Let me ring my man now.
He's for or against it? Or just giving us...
I'm just going to speak to him in general.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right, call me.
Is that your ringtone?
Bad boy ringtone, isn't it? Yo, bro, what's good?
Yo, what's good?
Hey. What's going on? You're live on the podcast, bro. What's going on, man?
Yes, blessings for having me, bro. Everything good, yeah?
Yeah, man, everything's good, man. So we were talking about the whole Soca debate. So what's your take on it, Khan? I've seen on the timeline on Twitter, a lot of people are kind of saying that it's out of order, that the carnival's about black culture, why is they're going backwards. But then I heard some people saying the floats are supposed to be Soca. That should be what's being played on the floats. So what's your take on it, basically, within that community?
My take is this, is that the mass bands, okay, so it floats, the music that the policy that we're all governed by is that it should be carnival music. Carnival music consists of samba, which is representative of all the Brazilian as well, because obviously Brazil community is big in the UK, and then the calypso, soca, and all the derivatives that come under soca. So that's zouk, bouillon, denery, taiso, just to name a few. Now, we obviously are aware that the North England area has obviously a heavy Caribbean influence, Jamaican influence, and as such, there is a slight grace of reggae and dancehall, but the main gripe is crowd control. Crowd control is the main issue, and that is why certain bands have been banned. You need to be able to control your crowd when you play certain songs. And that is why they also are very, very, very strict on the music policy, which is also them having to have to keep their agreement with the council and the police. So you need to play music that, one, is for the culture, which is obviously the Caribbean carnival. So your main priority should be soca and calypso. Two, you need to be able to crowd control. So even if you're playing a soca or a calypso tune, if you're seeing that the crowd is getting too hype, you have to tone it down. Either you go down into some groovy, or like with my band, Flags Mass Band, you do some reggae to calm it down. So that is my side. That's my view. Like, you have to, the line has to get drawn somewhere, in it. And unfortunately, some bands are not happy with how the line has been drawn and they've been made an example of. And so it goes sometimes, in it. But we need to, if we're going to keep carnival where it is and keep it how it should be and grow it and nurture it right, we need to adhere to policy as best as possible. And of course, there's enough other bands that have played other than soca and calypso, and but they've been able to crowd control, so they haven't been banned. But the main issue is soca music is that, and also it's about educating and passing on the heritage and the culture and the tradition. Because when you're in the Caribbean, you hear soca music, hear calypso, you grow up to that. You know that carnival time comes, that's what you're going to hear on the road. So we need the young generations to appreciate and understand that and say, all right, cool. When they come to carnival, whether it's Sunday or Monday, they're going to chip down the road. They're going to be in their T-shirt, or they're going to be in their themed costume that represents the theme of the year, whatever message or social, political commentary that they're trying to display. And you have music that resonates that and speaks to that. And you wear your costume and everybody respects it. And yes, we know that the sound systems are there and you can go on off the side roads. And if you want to hear other music, that's what the sound systems are there for. Like, you have a plethora of sound systems that give you enough of your drum and bass, your jungle, your hip-hop, your R&B, your dancehall, for you to be content. So when you come onto the road now, the carnival route, you should be ready to hear some soca. And everybody knows soca from long time. If all you know is old school soca, that's good. But be prepared and ready to hear the soca and come and enjoy it. And particularly, like, we wouldn't go to anyone else's other country and go for their cultural festivities and want to hear our music from our country only or mostly. No, you're going to want to hear what that country has to offer, what that culture has to offer. So come out with the open air and arms and be ready to hear some soca. And obviously for the bands that have been banned, you know what to do for next year and just come back and stronger, because you have the DJs, you have the talent, you have the culture, you have the knowledge. Just come and deliver.
Can I ask a question?
And that's it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so so basically we had a discussion before, and it obviously, like I said, I've been to Antigua, so I saw what it was like there. So is that what you're trying to get back to now, where the main following the floats is the music genre that they said that they're going to play? And then if you want to go to Carnival, keep good vibes and hear different types of music, go to the sound systems.
Yes, you have to do that, because it's a balancing act of crowd control as well as keeping the culture alive, because that's what you grew up like. The steel pan players in Antigua, across the Caribbean, like, everybody knows when it's Carnival time, you're going to hear a certain kind of tunes, certain kind of music, certain kind of energy and vibe. So if you want to have the most authentic experience possible here in the UK, you have to have the music that aligns with that. Because remember, Carnival is not just for the young-bodied, able-bodied people. It's also for your aunt, your older aunt, your grandma. Like, when you go around the Carnival route, there's spots called corners where each nation has a corner. Like, there's Trini corner, there's Dominican corner, there's Carico corner, there's Carousel corner, there's Grenada corner, there's Guyana corner, where you play music from that nation, from that island, from that country, and you beat up, you present them. So imagine you as an elder that's been going Carnival for years now, sitting down now outside your house, wanting to see the next generation, and they're not playing nothing that represents or resembles the culture that you know it to be. Mm. You're not going to feel good about it. See, it's important that when you reach Antigua corner, you're playing some soca from Antigua. You're not going to start playing something else, because it's almost like a slap in the face. It's a disrespect. Mm. So we have to keep the culture alive by doing certain things traditionally and doing it well and keeping people safe, because that's also the main gripe that the police are having with us. It's like, yo, you need to crowd control. So and the best way to do that is to play the music in a way and in a format that everybody is safe and can enjoy.
But to play devil's advocate, though, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, by the way, because that is giving a different viewpoint to it, because obviously a lot of us are not privy to the information in it. So it's like, okay, that actually makes sense. But if that sounds like it's for people who are in the culture and aware of the culture, someone from outside the culture that wants to come to Carnival and enjoy, and I might not be... Yes. Exposed to soca like that, what might help me is like that truck that maybe is playing songs that I know, but then they switch to soca. I might stay and be like, oh, this sounds cool, but you're going to get me on the road. Whereas if it's just a case of everything on the road is very much, I can't say niche because that's the wrong word I'm looking for, but very like soca sook related. If I'm like a next gen, and I could be from the West Indies, but maybe I'm not really in touch, or I could be from another black country.
I'll give you a perfect example. So we have mass bands that are run by Ghanaians, Nigerians, and they play Afrobeat.
Okay.
But then they also play Vuk. They also play Bouyon.
Okay.
Vuk is big in Congo. Like, Bouyon is also big in parts of Africa as well. So it's like you said, it's taking it on board, but the band still have to follow the structure. You should be predominantly calypso. That's why it's Carnival music.
Yeah.
For example, when you see the samba bands on the road, you're not going to hear them really play any soca. They might play 3-4 songs, but they're still playing the Carnival music. And nobody don't say, oh, why is the samba band playing that? No, you're taking the vibe and you move on. I feel like with that, and also to add what you're saying as well, more of the mass bands and the wider Carnival community, we need to do more education. So we need to have the workshops. We need to use our social media platforms to educate, to teach a lot more about the music that's happening for this year leading up to the Carnival. So that way, when you come, you're not totally, because for example, like everybody, for example, when you're going Afro Nation or when you're going Dirty December, you know the bangers for the year. So you know you're going to hear this tune on the beach in Portugal, or you're going to hear it in front back in Ghana, and you know, all right, cool, I want to hear that tune by this artist, by Ashake, by this artist, by Stormboy, by whoever it is, and you can prepare to hear that. And you know you're going to get your sprinkling of dancehall, but you're going to get the dancehall that's like the top 10 dancehall. So with the carnival, you should be ready to come and hear the soca that's big and prominent for the year. And then you're going to get your throwbacks as well.
Yes, I think what you're saying is right, but I just think there's a number of people, and that number is growing. I don't think, like, for them, it's not about the education part of it. It's more to do with there's a motive on a bank holiday Sunday, and there's a motive on a bank holiday Monday. So I'm going to where that area is, and it just so happens to be that it's carnival. Is what I'm saying. There's those people. They actually don't care about this whole keep of the essence. So I'm saying those people might be the ones that's making the loudest noise online.
That's right. But again, we still have to do right by the culture and educate and pass it on. I can't let, because you're a new gen or you're a third generation or fourth generation Caribbean, or you are, for example, there's because what's coming up is going to be a lot of young people who are Ghanaian and Jamaican, Ghanaian and Dominican, Sierra Leonean and St. Lucian. Yeah, they're mixed and they're going to have both parts of the culture in them. And they're going to, like what we see now, I know quite a few people who are from an African country and a Caribbean country, and they're coming to carnival and they want to hear soca on the road. So it's still to preserve that culture. But like I said, if I go to Sierra Leone right now and I go to the carnival out there, I'm going to expect to hear some native Sierra Leonean music, Sierra Leone music, as well as I'm going to want to hear some soca, as well as I'm going to want to hear some zouk, because Sierra Leone speak Creole. So I'm expecting to hear some Creole music that reflects that connection between all of us.
Yeah.
So again, it's still important to keep at the forefront that it's carnival music, and we need to have that there pumping with the soca, with the culture, because we can all enjoy it. And if we all take time and learn and go and appreciate it, that's like how everybody look at Afrobeats in 2007. People was like, what's this, what's this, what's that? And only a few of us were really loving it and listening to it. Now, you can go to the O2, David O's selling it out. Everybody's in there. There's bad people that are from the Caribbean in there singing their ass up to Afrobeats. They don't know what they're saying, but they love the vibe. And they take their time and they ask the Nigerian friend, what does he mean by this? What does he mean by that? Okay, cool. That's how he's saying. All right, cool. Boom, boom. And then you tweak the music. And obviously, David will probably speak in pidgin hair, speak in Yoruba hair, speak in English hair. And it comes across nice. And everybody's loving Afrobeat. So it's the same thing with the soca. If everybody makes a conscious effort to take in the culture properly and learn it and grow to enjoy it and give it room to grow on them and go to like it, and you go to the Caribbean and you experience it in its most authentic form, when you come to Notting Hill, you will appreciate it more, because you said, all right, cool. I'll have my time at the sound systems, and then I'm going to want to come and experience the mass bands displaying their theme for the year and hear some soca like I'm back in the Caribbean and eat a food and drink a liquor drink and feel nice. And then that's it. Like, that's what the carnival is about. It's not just, it's not just a thing of, it's a vibe to everybody. It's not just a party. No, it's a cultural moment. You're meant to reverence and remember that, okay, why do we have this? Who were the people that set this up in the first place for us to have? And then we are using the music and the parading, the chipping, the marching around to remember them, to reverence them. And the music is also to give us a strength to say, all right, cool, we're done, get through the year now. Let's come to an all our vibe. Let's celebrate life through this music of soca and calypso and all the other carnival music. And then you come to that, because it's only 1 weekend, guys. After that, we're back outside ready again for the next multi-genre event. So if you can't spare us 1 weekend, then...
Do you know what it is as well? Just to round up, because we need to round up the call. But the only thing is, the examples that you have used in terms of the West Indies and whatever, that's like a West Indian country. See what I'm saying? If that makes sense. It's predominantly, like, if you're talking about or you're going to Congo or you're going to Nigeria, these are countries that it's like, for example, an African country, a West Indian country, whereas the UK is like this mixing pot of, like, I get what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you talking about the essence of carnival and whatever, but there's so many black people of different nations that it's kind of like, it's a hard one, because I get what you're saying, but at the same time, because carnival has mixed so many different genres of black music in, it's kind of like, I could see why people are just like, but it seems like we're going backwards. But
Right.
Because of,
and that's
because you've gone on the floats and you have heard Bashment, you have heard Jungle, you have heard, because right. remember, these are still music from Black people that have come from yes. even West Indian culture in terms of jungle, grime.
Right.
It's still within that's the fine. Wheelhouse of, do you know what I'm saying? So
that's fine, but that's not what Carnival is about. Fair. You understand?
Mm.
So you still have to respect what the Carnival is about. Like, you give everything their space and their time to exist in its entirety, in its totality. Like,
yeah.
I need you to come and experience this in its rawest, purest form.
Yeah.
You understand me?
No, I totally
like,
agree.
So, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to, like, yes, London is a melting pot. It's a multifaceted culture, but we can all appreciate this one aspect of the culture. I say, you know what? This is soca music. I like it, and I like it the most at Carnival time. And then every other time of the year, I'm going to want to hear it for just 20 minutes in the dancery, because I want to hear my UK drill. I want to hear my hip-hop. I want to hear my R&B. I want to hear this. Because, for example, you're not going to go an R&B event like slow jams and R&B and then expect to hear Drift. No.
They play it there, though.
But
it goes off, man.
It's not telling lies, man.
I was going to say, I totally agree with that, because, you know what I mean, in terms of, you know, when you're talking about, it's a melting pot of different cultures or whatever, but it's still, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, Carnival. And Carnival has rules in terms of this is what this
yes.
is. If you want to go to something else, you can, you know what I mean? Like you said, you know what I mean, this exactly. is one weekend across the year. There's going to be so many other events across the year that will cater to all of those other things, and you go to them. But if you want to come to this, you want to come to this because you want to enjoy the culture, you want to exactly. enjoy the music, you want to be part exactly. of XYZ, and if you don't, you can go somewhere else.
But I think the issue
respectfully
is, sorry man, the issue is the rules have already been broken. That's what I'm saying.
And now they're trying to correct
them. Yeah, I get it. That's my thing. It's cool, but I'm saying, because the rules have already been broken, that's why it seems out of order to some people, because it's already been happening.
Whereas, for example, if
from the beginning it was like, no, this is soca. If your band plays more, if you don't control your crowd, you're out. Like, if it was implemented from then, cool. But because it's, you know, like, it's kind of, the rules have been there, but loosely.
But that's not, so, wait, just, hold on. Just because something is a bit slack doesn't mean we have to continue that.
No, but I'm saying, but in terms of it being slack, exactly. remember, a lot of people going Carnival, we didn't know it was slack. We just thought this is what happens.
Yeah, no, I know. So
do you get what I'm saying?
Okay. And then there's people on the other side who have been fighting for it to go way.
Yeah.
And for them, now it's like it's finally going back to what it is. So there's two sides of
exactly.
you know what I mean, that situation.
But one side, the point I was going to make is the one side, it looks like, okay, so there's two things here. One is crowd control. So it looks like the floats that have been told you can't do this year, there was an issue with their crowd control. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay. But then it also looks like the crowd control issue was because you were playing another genre.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, it's the two exist. So the two exist because what, and obviously the footage is there to show as well.
What happened that goes viral.
Right.
Bro, they have to analyze these things.
The thing is as well, but remember, you're dealing with it's a lot of moving parts. Like I said earlier, you have to also stick to your agreement with the council and the police.
You have to be able to control.
So if the police are seeing you with thousands of people behind you going on Ludbrook Grove and you're playing a certain kind of music that is not allowing you to control the crowd as best as you possibly can, they're going to come down on you. And all they have to do is, remember, they've got smartphones too. Remember, the BBC is recording you live right there. You think all them police in the towers are just there for fun. They're recording you. They're watching you. And they just take a video, they send it to the relevant person in the Carnival organization and say, listen, these are the people, look at this. Look here, all these different instances.
So basically,
it's important.
So, well, they record the man having a wine. Nah, man can't even wine in peace
so
over there.
So basically, the man was playing last. Now everybody go chop breakfast. The residents said, like, yeah.
The residents might be vibing, but then the police are also assessing. For example, you can play Bob Marley One Love and then the place just calm right down. So the police are going to say to you, okay, thanks, mate, but it's 8 o'clock now. You need to turn that off.
You see that? What's that?
Or it's 7 o'clock.
Is it Boys in the Hood? The police officer. So you know you don't fucked up, right?
Yeah. But like, it's right. crowd control. So, you know what I mean? As a promoter,
it's very important.
What you're saying is very right, because
even with venues now, like, you might go to a venue and it advertises 1,200 capacity, and then you go to the venue, mm-hmm. like, pig, man, you can't put 1,200 in here. This is crazy.
But, all
you,
right.
But then you do it, and you're like, yeah, I shouldn't have done this. And everyone's complaining, but it's like, the venue said I could do to that number, so I did to that number. Now they've realized exactly. that, yo, someone actually filled it out. Yeah, we can't do this number. Yeah. So it does happen in...
And when you speak of, you know, crowd happens. Control as well, think of POW. Remember when people used to play POW?
Carnival, that was a madness.
If you think of how hard it is to bring people down after that song comes
down from when,
yeah, remember Boat Party? Exactly. I will never forget one time a Boat Party, bro. They were playing POW. And the way people were moving, yeah, they had to turn everything off because they were telling people we will die from what everyone's doing. But, you know, in the moment, bro, people don't care. You know, people running from this side, people running like, hey, chill. So it's harder to then kind of control. And another thing that gives people as well, like, you know, when you're playing, let's say you're playing drill, you know what I mean, for an example, and then something happens, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? If you were playing another genre of music or whatever, you probably have more of a leg to stand on because it's something that could have happened. But because of the way certain stuff is looked at, you then kind of get put in that box. And now it's really hard to differentiate whether that was something that was just going to happen or whether mm-hmm. what you were playing, you know,
triggered it,
or, you know, it's a factor. And now you, as a person, it's really hard because you're like, damn, we couldn't even diffuse that situation in the moment. You know what I mean? Because everyone is empty. Because you know when certain stuff is playing, like, you know, your everything just rises and the way you approach certain things is so different.
We just done a U-turn. We were just talking about the DJ that was playing music from Northwest when there's another version of Northwest there. It's above, read the room. You can't do that. You've amped everyone with one tune and you've mixed it to the... Yo!
But he don't know who's there. That's different.
Nah, you should do your research, man.
But love.
You
do your research.
But love for the call, bro.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you're going to say something? Sorry, I'll cut you off. I didn't mean to.
No. So, like, finally, that's what... I just want to say, finally, like, that is the essence of the culture. Like, and also, for the bands that have been banned for 2024, it's not like oh my God, it's the end of the world. No, you know what to do. Policy is policy. You come back 2025, you're going to come and give us the soca that we know and love and the calypso, and you just come and show down the road and everybody there. So I expect to see all of you lot from Free Shots of Tequila with a mass band in costume on Monday in 2024 or 2025.
I'm so
excited. I can't think of anything worse, but I hear
you're dumb.
I can't lie, bro. You're never gonna see me in a costume, bro. You are never gonna see me with feathers and rhinestones.
I told the man earlier, bro, I'd rather listen to my screaming, but yeah, I hear it, and I respect the thing.
You see what it is, when I used to work in Chile, there was some people that used to go to like soca dances in like West London. I remember this was back day. They used to tell me to come or whatever. And I was like, I think I went to one. And it was all right still in terms of like, because I'm not a fan of soca. But when I went to that rave, it's weird. It's like, it was all right because it was more about the vibes as opposed to, because it was good vibes. And obviously girls dancing, it was nice, man. I remember.
I didn't get the whole.
But I want to come to one of the ones where like, you know, you throw the. I want to go to the party. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to send you one, man. Don't worry. I got you.
In Antigua, I went to one of those events, yeah, but they were throwing paint. I was avoiding the paint for a bit. And at some point, it's just like, whatever. It was one of them hose parties, so they wet you up as well. So they're throwing water. So you're just getting wet. All of that.
the way
girls are dancing, yeah, bro, like anyone can dance with them. They don't look back.
Yes, bro.
Just go in there, get the wine, and keep it moving. There's no intro. None of that, bro. Throw paint in her face, turn her over, wine, keep it moving.
But because I feel like in those places, the vibe is respectful and everyone knows why everyone's there. In London, you have to turn around because you don't know what's going on behind you.
At first, it was very aggressive. I didn't know what to do. Girls, you're not getting my wife, like, yo, chill out. Pilot would come from nowhere. Boom. You say, boom. I'm like, what is going on? Me and Chucky were very confused at first. But as the night went on, you're like, do you know what? It's vibes. Yeah, it's actually vibes.
But in London, normally, when you catch a wine of a girl, it's because you want a number. It's true.
I'm in the Caribbean.
I'm not wine of a girl that I don't like.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm wine of a girl. But those men are there with intention to dance and have fun. The phone comes out and you swing it around. So you
see, Marv, you're doing too much. You should be focusing on delivering the good wine. You're trying to get
I don't know.
But definitely, it's the culture. Like, that's the thing. Like, what Taser said, it's all about coming out in a good time and keep moving it. Like, the ladies don't want to be bombarded with every man asking for the number. No. They want you to come, be polite, smell good, get them a good wine, keep it moving, because they've got their own stuff they want to do. They want to wine on their friends. They want to do their routines with the soca tune that they've been practicing in their bedroom, and they want to go home in one piece. So
do you know why I'm with you with that? Because that's exactly how I feel about R&B. The girls just want to come sing their tune and go home, man. Bear man in their eye, bro. Relax.
But you know what, dude?
I said, I'm walking down the big man.
Yeah. I was like, walking down this lonely highway. Wait, you got a man? You got a man? Please forgive me.
What's your snap, dude? Yeah, she don't want to know that right now, dude.
God for messing the blessing he gave. But now, my love, man, what's your socials? If anyone wants to know your socials and if you got any events coming up or anything like that.
Yeah, so it's all about my IG is Sir Influential, and the next event coming up is all about Ecstasy Juve in July. So check that out.
Okay,
and Soca Weekend at Amsterdam as well in April. Soca Weekend at Amsterdam in April.
Oh, that'd be all right, actually.
Well, high end soca.
I don't smoke weed, so
boy.
In Amsterdam.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know Amsterdam. Nah, different type of vibe. I know LJ is going to be there. Cameraman,
right?
LJ.
He might be still.
He's definitely
gonna be there.
Gonna be there. He's always dishing out wines with a camera in his hand. The guy don't work, bro.
So you multitask,
man. All you're seeing on the camera is kneecaps
and head top, head back.
Hey, but he's sick. If you see his work, you're like, big man, how did you? But anyway, larger LJ.
How did you catch that?
Yeah, he's
cool.
But love, man. I appreciate that.
All right, thanks blessing,
for
guys.
Taking the call.
Thanks for having me, guys. Bless up,
love cool, man. Too.
Blessing.
I got one more call to make.
Now that makes sense. Still,
is that a DJ that hates soca?
Nah.
So it's the same opinion.
Nah, but it's not really.
How do you keep was gonna say
don't
that?
Don't mind him,
bro. You were thinking it.
Who did you get on the phone?
Nobody.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? Yassine over there moving mad.
All that me and Taser were asking.
No, Taser didn't say nothing.
No, Taser was prompting me. That's why he prompted me.
Because
he didn't want to say nothing. Taser didn't want to say nothing. Why Taser prompted me? Because he didn't want to say nothing. Because Taser wanted to understand why you were bringing on someone else to say the same thing.
Don't check it, Taser.
That's what Taser was asking. Taser wants to do that.
No, I'm just double checking. Do you know what I mean?
It's okay, Taser. Don't let man, you know.
No, it's cool. Let's hear it.
Have you got Afrobeat DJ that you want to ring, though?
Who's an Afrobeat DJ that's just strictly Afrobeats?
Or think of anyone.
They ain't playing Afrobeats no more, bro.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Afrobeats, it's just playing Afrobeats that I know of. Just Afrobeats.
No, but that's in specialized Afrobeat DJs.
But Afrobeats, what I'm saying, what we're trying to make is Afrobeats is lit now. So it's not just, you ain't got to be a specialist. It's in the main set, bro.
Mainstream.
You know, you don't understand what I'm saying?
No. Because, okay, for example, Evasion Crew, they play everything, but they're mainly Bashment. So you can get DJs.
I don't think they're mainly Bashment. I just think they can play Bashment very well.
That's their main thing.
And I feel like
Bashment, they got everything, bro.
They have, but that's their main thing. That
but set, I told they give you a hip-hop set. He's not struggling,
I didn't say he is, but I'm saying, for example, Slick's main thing is hip-hop. He can play everything.
It's not, though. Slick can shut...
You don't get what I'm saying. Just because you can genre, does it... Like, Slick's main thing is hip-hop.
No, bro. I don't understand. How he DJs is one, but it's not his main thing no more. Right now, it's multi-genre.
I'm not saying it. You know, you're not getting what I'm saying, bro.
So who are you phoned in? Let's ask him.
Who?
Whoever you're phoning.
One sec. You got your dilemmas ready as well, yeah?
Yes, I have them, but I haven't proofread them. So,
Nick.
He's going to be on to you. Ready now.
I'm not going to be on to, man.
I've asked him to ring me anyway, so let me see.
Let's do those. Come on, Marvin. Man didn't proofread them.
No, I had time. Marv's response is going to be too funny. All right, cool. So, the question is, should I break up with him? I'll make this short as possible for anyone reading. Oh, okay, cool. What? Yeah, me and my boyfriend have been dating for around 7 months. I've kept track of my anniversary every month and he doesn't know when we started dating. He also loves to show me explicit images of females and then saying this is the reason why I'm bi and I still like women. It's happened multiple times. It's a dude.
He's bi.
No, he shows her explicit images.
No, him. It's a boyfriend.
So he's saying to her, she's bi.
No.
No, he's saying he's bi.
To his boyfriend that he's bi.
Oh, it's a gay couple.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, bro, why didn't you just say that? Because it was confusing me.
That's what I said.
Oh, it's confusing. Oh.
Yeah. He's also super racist and spends most of his time playing games. He also does not want to drive 20 minutes to see me. And when we do plan an event, he cancels last minute and forgets. What should I do?
So man said he's super racist. Did you really want our advice?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I said.
Let me read it. Bro, that's super racist, big man. What we did it.
You know what it's looking like? What?
It's not looking good, Bev.
Bro, it's not looking good. Case Johnson.
Hey.
Where did you get that from? That is a mess.
But Reddit.
Man said he's bi.
Yeah, because he likes women as well.
I know.
So he still shows his boyfriend pictures of women. That's a violation.
And he's racist.
It's kind of like being with your missus and pulling out a picture of some next brother's meat and saying, and she's looking at you like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a bit bad still. That's what Diddy was doing.
A bit. Were you there? What are you on Diddy for, man? Were you there?
Big black cop.
I'm just saying what I read.
I was saying
what I read in the article, bro. Or the documents.
Have you ever been swallowed? Have you seen that? The Diddy thing.
Swallowed.
Have you ever been swallowed? Like, what is
that, you know, when you get that call, yo, Marvin, I'm with my girl tonight, still, I need you to come over there and dice it up. Like, what? With Diddy, when he was calling these niggas up, like, what's the conversation?
Nah, it can't be. Taylor could have ring me and say, yo, Marv,
come slam up the business.
I'm my girl. Sum her up.
Chucky told me a funny story, yeah. When he was in Jamaica, he was on the beach, yeah. And he said there was a brother that was walking up and down the beach, yeah.
Not naked.
Nah, like shorts on. But he said, like, when he was packing, bro.
Hey, yo.
Hey, you said Dudley had the machine, yeah? But he was just walking up and down the beach, yeah?
What?
And then one white brother walked up to him and said, hey, you all right? And pretty much, like, it looked like that they were haggling. And he basically said, yo, look. And he pointed at his wife, like, and he said, like, 5 minutes later, they were all walking up to the room.
Jesus. Hey, literally.
Would you do that?
What? Do what? Mm-hmm. Just walk up and down the beach?
No. If a brother said to you, my wife, I'll give you 20 bags.
Done it for free, but I hear it. I've been in the situation. I was...
Well, you chopped a man's missus in front of him?
With him, but I hear you.
With him?
What?
He's a threesome.
Missing.
Diced up his missus. Two niggas and his missus. What more description?
No, wait. Who invited you?
I knew the girl.
What is going on there, bro? I don't understand.
I don't understand what DW wants to know.
Hey, bro, what's going on? How's the girl message you that? Yo, by the way.
You think if...
The
thing I care about is business. That's the only thing I have on my mind. That's the only thing I live in for.
No, what man say for money? I said, you know what I mean?
For banter?
Yeah.
Nah.
Not for banter. You know what I mean? It's just...
Wait, so how did it happen? He told you or he told you?
She.
Yeah, you see me. The reason why I can't do this because...
What, did he send her?
You've got a...
They were together. What do you mean send her?
No.
Who are you friends with?
The girl.
Yeah, who wanted you? The girl or the guy?
Whoa, what is that? Wait, they just needed a third person.
Why? For who?
I don't know what conversation.
Bro.
I don't know what conversation they had.
Did you have to speak to the guy before you started?
About what?
So what's going on in the room? I don't get it, bro. You don't know my man.
What we're there for?
You don't know my man.
But what are we supposed to do, bro?
I don't understand.
But it's a yeah.
You don't know my man. Like, why are you so comfortable being in the room cheeks out with a man you don't know, bro?
That's what it is, bro. I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I'm not here for him.
No.
I'm not here for the dude.
You see me.
And I always say to people, like I said, it's just one of those
business. Doing a threesome, like, I've never done a threesome with another dude yet. But if it was to happen, it would be like one of my bedrooms. And it just so happened that there might have been four girls.
And then one's gone.
One's gone. Or I'm chopping and she's like, bring your bedroom. And I'm like, all right, cool. But you went in blamed. Bro. You're winning blade. Because the thing is with that one, yeah, what, in that scenario, what happens, what happens if my man, you're jumping and my man just puts his hand on your shoulder?
And then like I said, it's gonna get physical in there because I'm swinging.
What, you know what I mean? Hey, yo.
No, not like, you know what I'm saying. For me, like I said, you know what I mean? I've been, you know, you man know me, bro. I've been in all kinds, obviously. I wouldn't be in a situation where I'm thinking, you know what I mean, man's on some kinky shit or whatever.
You don't know
I'm not into that. I know
it's,
what
I'm... It's risky though. It's all I'm saying. It's risky. You don't know my man.
I know her. And I know her enough to know it's not there.
But that's a crazy amount
and if
of
it's
trust.
A, but if, like I said, if it was a situation where I felt like, I'd be like, nah, listen to this. This is what I was going to play for you. Listen. Oh, actually, can I send it to you and you play?
Yeah, you can. You can do this too.
One second. Check the... It's going to pop up in the group in a second.
Oh, well, what's that?
Insta.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's in relation to this topic.
Have you ever been swallowed?
What is I like two digs jakes.
Friend who I grew up with for 30 years, out of nowhere, wants me to White Stallion his wife.
Wow. White Stallion.
He just brought it up, dude. He was just like, yo, like I want you to fuck my wife.
Wow. Did you have any inkling from him earlier that he might be into that? And do you know why he picked you?
I don't know why he picked me. He told me like, hey, dog, he's like, she's down. She's super down. Would you mind if we pop over? This is like a year ago, a year and a half ago. I said, yeah, dude, that's cool. He said, I'm going to grab some Stella's. I'm going to bring some chicken. Like, okay, dude.
Nice.
He fucking shows up, dude. Ding dong. Open the door. Yo, dude, where's she at? He was like, oh, dude, she wasn't feeling good. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning, dude. I was like, what is this?
Is he making you a bit uncomfortable because he's coming on so strong?
Dude, yes, bro.
Yeah. Did you eat it with him?
Yeah, we just chilled, bro. We just chilled.
Stella and chicken, that's hard to turn down.
Where are you located?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, nice. Right. I'll come down there.
So my friend who
I don't get that end bit.
What?
I'll come down there. We coming down there for? What's going on? We coming down there for? And then even my mom's like, Stella and chicken, that's good. Like, but man, why are you coming to the yard about the girl?
No. But you're not taking this in. Man came with Stella and chicken at 9 a.m. These man were drinking Stella and eating chicken at 9 in the morning.
But why have you come?
You know what? Wanted her, bro. You could have phoned me and say she's not on it. Cool. I'm going to stay in bed.
But
you don't need to turn
you
up.
You turned up without her. I said you wasn't feeling good. What? Don't come, man.
You could have phoned me. Like, this is a phone call. Essentially, like, this is a phone call.
That's catfish things, bro.
I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do, you know. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what I'd do.
Let's not talk about it. I got the next one for you, yeah?
I was going to say it's hilarious.
I've read this one.
Wait. I was going to say, on the podcast, in terms of real life, it was only the other day where I was having a conversation with someone where I was like, because of, you know, and there's, you know, we're on the podcast and then there's real life. There's my real life and the life I live, yeah, where I tell people like this, you know what I mean? It's the craziest shit that most people would ever think of. And then it's coming on here. And there's certain times where I'm like, sometimes when I'm thinking of telling something, it's like, have I ever said I'd do that or have I not? You know, you're like, I forgot what the reality was because you're like, I know what the reality is. And then there's, you know, the shit you put out for everyone else. But I was talking to someone, they were like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Just say it. And I was like, I can't do all of that. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a bit more free because life is interesting.
I hear it still.
I know you mean, you know,
if you say you haven't had a freezer before, but then you have one. They're just telling the story of threesome. People remember. People are like, I thought you didn't have none.
That's what it is.
So they'll start doing timelines and be like, see, if you said you didn't do one and now you
it
have
it must
someone,
be recent.
It's within this period. Oh, my God.
Have you had to defend yourself?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just...
No, but I'm thinking it's just hilarious. Has he ever had to defend himself?
Come on, Dad!
Mo, he's not even talking about me. Matt's trying to clear his shit up. I know Morgan was thinking, fuck!
I like that, yeah, I've been there.
But when I was thinking back to, you know, experiences of, you know, I've had and so on and so on, and I was like, you know what? Whole different podcast. I was like, you know what I mean? Got to save that for, you know, them features on the gay podcast.
You've
been on a gay podcast.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Having a gay podcast.
Do you mean what?
One of the hosts was gay.
So it wasn't
That's
a gay
not
podcast.
A gay podcast.
No, but you...
That's not against good
jokes. No, but you said...
Man, I'd never said anything.
No, wait. Wasn't the whole invite the fact that you were going to a gay podcast?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
The host was gay. And it was a podcast about sex.
Gay sex?
No, because there was a woman there who wasn't gay.
I thought the whole premise was the fact that...
Well, so I'm gonna, just going to go on,
and,
so I'm going to go on a purely gay podcast about sex. What benefit of that does that have in my life?
Cross-promoting.
Cross-promoting.
That was the idea.
Not crossing swords. Cross-promoting.
No, no, no. Obviously, people are trying to work on our PR.
Because you're trying to tap into a different audience.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying to please Spotify.
Maybe I shouldn't say tap in, but...
And that was what you decided to do.
Okay, I was going to say touch a new audience.
Some of us decided to do this. So that was what you decided to do.
You see, you man are right, man. You man are... I can't have a laugh, because this is a joke, man.
No, but the evidence is there.
There's no evidence, because it's not a gay podcast.
Okay, bro. Cool, but what's the name of the podcast? Let me search it quickly.
Something Fluids or something.
Jesus. Bodily Fluid.
Something Fluids. The BBC podcast.
what's it?
Something I'm
gender fluid.
No, something fluids or fluid.
Do you know what's so funny? If it's this one, Marv knows what he knows the name. What's it?
If you tell me the name, I know what it is.
Should I just read it?
Okay, just show it to
me. No.
Don't say it. Just show it.
No, tell me the name. I know what it is. I don't mind. I don't care.
Okay, cool.
God, I didn't see that I'm mad on there.
Okay, wait. Hold on. So I typed the podcast Marv Abbey BBC Fluid. Yeah. The podcast is called Unexpected Fluids. Mm. And the episode is called Sloppy Second Stories with Marvin Abbey.
Yeah. See?
No, Unexpected Fluids, the episode.
Marvin, when people hear about our podcast or whatever, what's one of the questions they ask about our recording process?
Yeah, can't it be? Yeah.
I'm asking. That's just a simple question. Yeah, what's the question they ask?
I don't know.
Do you lot drink tequila?
You are moving mad.
What does that mean?
So are you taking fluids? You got that book on the
wall? I've never said that.
No. Alcohol you can consume and buy from somewhere. What? Nah.
Are you trying to say that's unexpected fluids?
I'm asking what the recording process was.
There was no unexpected fluids in that episode.
I'm glad we could clear that up.
This guy is dumb.
Hey. What's the second dilemma, please?
Oh, yes.
This guy is a sicko, bro.
Yo, let me finish this one, though. My boyfriend's second wife is being nasty.
So you're not even wife number one or two?
Wait.
Hey. She might be number one.
Okay. Hey, boyfriend.
I met this guy over...
Boyfriend.
Start again so he can hear it.
My boyfriend's second wife is being nasty.
Wonder why.
So she's not even majority shareholder, but go on.
I met this guy over a year now. We went on a few dates, but I wasn't really interested in him. He started showing me more interest. So I decided to sleep with him, and we've been together for 2 months.
Wait. Back to the beginning, please. Why is it when women are going to...
Let me finish.
Why is it when women want to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Discredit you. There's an issue. There's always, I didn't like you at the beginning. He beat. What does that say for you?
Let me finish.
I didn't like him. He showed my interest and he beat. But I thought you didn't like him.
Can I finish? Oh my God. I met this guy over a year now. We went on a few dates, but I wasn't really interested in him.
What?
He started showing me more interest. So I decided to sleep with him. We've been together for 2 months. He shows me a lot of love and he cares. He told me he was married for 17 years and has 3 kids, but just got separated 2 years ago, which is true because they live in separate houses. And he also told me that he has a child back home in his country. I asked him why. He said after his breakup, he went home for the holidays to see his family after 5 years of not seeing them. While on holiday, he met a girl and slept with her. And when he got back, she told him he was pregnant. He agreed to be the dad. And after a year, he went back home to see her and the child. Surprisingly, I started receiving phone calls from his girlfriend telling me nasty stuff. Also saying that this guy I'm sleeping with is married abroad and married back home. I'm a prostitute. And that I should stay away from my husband.
Oh.
She checks his phone and my conversation with him. He messaged me and he said, block her. So I did. I can see that he really likes me, but I'm starting to lose interest in him. Can you give me advice?
On the Gaza. We say life over there. That's too complicated. Like, in my opinion, that's
bro,
just too messy.
Bro.
It's too messy. Now, come when I say on, like, it's a situation that's too messy, leave it alone.
Bro.
That's my opinion.
You didn't like the guy. Why are you so good?
You didn't like him, and now you're fighting other women for his love. What's going on here? How do you go from one extreme to another?
Bro,
women you did in the like DM telling the you're a slag. Stop lying, bro.
No, but see, the thing is with women, so I think I told you, man, about a situation one time where we're out and about, you know what I mean? I was with friends, you know what I mean? I'm with friends, and then I've met a friend. So basically my friends, one of the friends is friends with another guy, and he was with a chick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So obviously, not beautiful woman or whatever, but I've not really acknowledged her because they are, you know, she's with my man or whatever, cool. You know, we've gone out or whatever. And at the end of the night, you know what I mean? He's gotten into a madness or whatever because some chicks come out talking about, oh, you know what I mean? You're out here with, you know, the next girl and your missus. You know, you've got your wife and kids at home, da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's all gone messy. He's run off to go defend himself. There's a chick that's saying whatever, but the other chick is left over. Fast forward, I bumped into that chick same night or whatever, the one he was with. I mean, we ended up talking or whatever. Things happened, you know what I mean? Spent the night together. Next day's come. Long story short, by the end of the night, they were back together. You know what I mean? I don't know how, you know what I mean? I don't know how he's, you
did
know.
Did you know that you chopped?
No, but I think he then had suspicions. So she told him nothing happened. You know what I mean? And I'm running her down and he's now vexed and he's calling my brethren, talking about, oh, your boys, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. But it was just funny to me because in that situation, like, the girl has seen live and direct that, you know what I mean, somebody's come out and said, my man's got a wife and so on and so on and so on. She's so mad about it that she's gone and she slept with someone else. And then by the next day, they're back together.
But did she sleep with you because she liked you, or did she sleep with you because she tried to just get her own back at my man?
I don't know.
Obviously, you don't care because it is what it is. But
we were vibing, you know what I mean? Like, damn, we had a shower together in the morning and everything. By the next night, nigga, she didn't know me no more.
Shower
I
was like, together.
Damn, that's right, listen, woke up in the morning, you know what I mean? I was in there. You know
who said
mean?
That? Who said that shower together? What?
See,
yeah,
together.
In the morning, bro, you know, in the shower, having sex and doing all sorts. But yeah, by the end of the night, she didn't
not
know me no more.
Everyone gets that treatment, you know?
Brother, I was in her apartment. I don't even know where I am.
Yeah, I'm still going in the shower.
Brother, I'm trying to get the job. You know what I mean? In the shower. Bro, I'm trying to get the job.
Hey, why did you play that song? Hey, I was going to say, if you haven't seen Saltburn, yeah, there's a scene like that where there's a girl who likes the popular guy. And I think he's told her to meet him at his yard. But he's not there. So the brethren comes home because he's too drunk and he catches her on the stairs. And he's like, well, you're here for my man. She's like, yeah, yet again. He's like, left me hanging again. So basically, he says to her, go to my yard. But he goes out and he just leaves her stranded. So she's like, well, is there alcohol upstairs? And he's like, yeah. So they go upstairs. They start lipsing, start making out, whatever. And then mid-lipsing, yeah, she says to him, do you think this is going to make him jealous? My man says, no. She's like, what? Pushes him off and then leaves. He's like, like,
she was trying to get a one up.
Yeah, yeah, but he's like, but
yeah,
we don't care,
I was joking,
bro.
Man. He's gonna hate this shit, man. Might even kick me out, man.
Yeah. He's angry right now. Look.
No, he's a man that don't care. Like, his role in the movie, you could tell, like, his agenda wasn't about beating girls like that. The movie's sick. I rate the movie, man.
Shower sex is garbage.
Depends.
No, it's garbage. Because the thing is, number one is wet.
Like, if you slip.
Number two, you can only technically do like
doggy.
That's it, which is not bad, but the problem is the temperature of the water has to be lukewarm to cold because if it's too hot.
It's not,
there,
it's not women shouting,
bro.
All over your
Stevie,
meat.
You'll pass that.
All over your meat, bro.
Sapping, you know, brother. Do you have a stroke in there, brother? Heat stroke. Nah, it's too hot, bro.
What you described. I have a story. You know the scenario he described. I have a story off there, but I feel like it's a bit. You
techie. Let it loose today, bro. Come
on,
tell us more.
Nice. Listen, when Bobby Kasaga clips your thing, no.
You know me, bro. I'm going to be talking about niggas' music if they clip me again.
Don't let Bobby Kasaga clip
me out of my
thing.
Position. No,
but like, Black King.
That's all they might know. Clip me, you know what I mean? Let me talk about business, nothing. Let me say something about eating cheese, bro.
Man, clip broccoli, bro. Fuck, you know.
No, I was going to say, I had a situation, you know, and let's just say, you know, I can't say whatever it is, but
add a rule. And one of those, it's a rule that I've started reinforcing now, you know what I mean, over the years. What I used to say to Mandem, do not leave girls in the house and go about your business. You know what I mean? It's like, if we live together, Taser, I leave a chick in the crib or whatever, and she starts moving to man. And you know what you're telling me? Like, I've asked you not to leave chicks in the yard.
Listen, keep us talking.
I don't understand.
I'm just shaking my head.
What do we get out of this?
Brother, what is going on, bro?
Don't leave chicks in the yard.
What do you mean? Are you going to find her? She's coming to find you.
All I'm saying is don't leave chicks in the yard.
I don't understand.
But she comes in the yard for me.
Bro, why are you leaving her in the yard?
What are you doing? Going to talk to her in the kitchen? Or are you going to knock on my door?
That's going to throw a steak.
Because you're going to be in my room.
If she's in your room, and that's calm. All I'm saying is, certain man could regulate, you know what I mean, women they'd bring around and, you know what I mean, all over the house, da-da-da-da-da, you know, end up, you know, sitting there, I'm sipping the juice, she won't sip the juice, this and this is going on.
Yeah, but but if a man's got another girl in the yard, what drink are you going for? You going for the normal rum or you going busting open the
I was drinking.
Which one?
If I'm in my yard, it's probably
gonna give us
normal
smooth.
Bro, like...
You want to take this? Taser's normally give me this. Yeah,
and bro, and like I said, when I say, you know what I mean, over different times, you know what I mean, with different people, it's a rule that I used to reinforce. I used to say to man, I do not like man leaving people in my house.
But they didn't leave them in your yard. I don't understand.
What do you mean? You're telling me right now, Marvin. Like I said, if I'm staying with you and I leave a thing and I go work and I don't even, you don't know this person from nowhere or whatever.
But why would I leave the thing in the yard?
Exactly. That's my point.
My thing is, if I'm in your yard, Keith, and I get up, and there's a ting in your yard, I'm like, Aiden, you're right. I'll make breakfast or whatever, all the Uber Eats.
I'm not chilling with her.
I'll go back to my room. Like, or I'll chill in the sitting room. If she wants to chill there, that's her business because she's your guest. So she can do it. I don't know what arrangement you have of it in your house.
But I'm getting in my room.
For me, it's either I'm going to my room or if I'm doing work, I'm in the...
I know, but we're not talking, bro.
No, I don't mind talking, but I'm not... My mind is not to... I'm not going to think... I'm chopping this
thing. Well, she walks past
if she moves to me, then I need to decide for, all right, cool. Who is she to you? If she's just a girl that...
Do you phone them? Do you phone them?
What's there to phone about?
That's chopping in this thing.
The only thing I care about is business. That's the only thing I have on my mind.
And he's laughing because I think I told you about the situation. You know what I mean? It was years ago.
I heard about the situation as well.
Yeah, it's years ago.
You're wrong. My thing is this. Yeah, as I said, I'm finding that if I know that Keith's like, this is a girl that not a one night stand, but we just went out last night, grabbed it, came to my house, whatever.
Still not chopping, bro.
No, I'm not saying I'm not chopping, but I'm saying that's a different wheelhouse. Whereas if this is a girl that like you've. That comes around often. This is your main thing. It might be your main thing. I can't chop because I don't know where you are with this person.
She can't even move to me.
But if she won't chop,
she can't move to me, bro.
I don't know, man.
I'll be honest, she can't move to me.
Because for me, I feel like
one of the times I was bare vulnerable because I was drunk.
Why are you trying to validate your behavior, man?
I'm not validating nothing. I was vulnerable.
But my thing is, at the bedroom, your bedroom will look at you sideways, though.
What do you mean? Of course, you were vulnerable.
I came back home and you've chopped my thing. Oh my God.
I'm a parent.
And all I'm saying is, you know what I mean? And all I'm saying is, bro, we had a discussion, stop leaving shit here.
No. I leave in my yard with a girl.
You're sniffing, bro.
And you chop
play,
her.
Play that cartoon sound with the feet, bro. That's what's going on in the yard when I'm not there.
I'm vexed. What do you mean?
Well, if your brother comes back and she's in your room. Nah, you can't confidently wake up.
I'll never.
Nah.
But the thing is, when I say with women are mad cheeky. Essentially,
you're blaming her.
No, I'm not blaming her. It's a different situation. Oh. I'll never forget. My brother was staying with me one time, and you know he's inviting some girls over, or whatever. And we were chilling in there, and one of them looked into because my room was there. My brother was there. She's like, "Why do you have the bigger room, bro?" I'm looking at this bitch like, "The fuck out of here, bro? What the fuck do you mean?" Like this ain't my bro. She's like, "Why do you have the bigger room?" I was looking at her like,
"Who are you?" It's my house,
bro. And we ended up having so you know, and chicks ask you, "Oh, what do you do for a living or whatever?" They're like, "Oh, we're nurses or whatever." And I was like, "I'm a podcaster or whatever." Like, bro, we work hard, and you know what I mean. This is how you're living, and I was sitting there thinking, okay, you know, you're looking at a man like you and your girls have fun. I'm going to my room now because I'm not sure what's going on here.
You see me? What I said to her, I'd have been like, "Fizz."
But bro, I'm sitting here thinking,
"Fizz."
Okay. What did you know?
She's out here telling me because she's a nurse, her job's more important than mine. So how do I make more bread? And I was like, what am I supposed to
say? That's what I'm saying, Fizz.
Would you like me to pour you a drink?
Hello? You coming upstairs or...
You're...
No, I'm joking. That's what I'm saying. That's why, to be fair, you can't even have certain girls in your yard, bruv. When you start doing that, I'm just like, I'm right, you know? You're just showing me signs that like...
Or certain things?
Yeah. You had a girl in your yard before and like... They're just looking around.
I said they're looking around. This is fantastic.
No, no, not that. The heart, as in like... For so example...
Shifty.
No. Like, you might have like maybe... sat on the table or like a few things that actually... Maybe like, you know, sometimes when they're in the mirror and they're like combing their hair or there's whatever... You can see them like looking around. What are you doing?
She's looking for other girl stuff.
She's looking
to catch an ear, hear it, a lash.
Brother, that thing there.
A wig.
You can't be left alone.
Or you think she's sniffing around?
Not even that you're going to steal anything, but you're just nosy.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like,
what is she trying to catch if you've got another girl?
Or you're just being nosy because I've never been to Keith's house. I've never been to your yard and then looking around.
But you said a girl.
No, I'm just saying in general, even as in worse. Anywhere. I've never been to a girl's house, just looked around, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I go to the toilet, I come back.
Mm.
Even if girls before have left me in, like, for example, like, you know, you're in the bed chilling and she's like, I'm going to go shop. Do you want anything? Or whatever.
You know, you don't move
from the bed,
you
know, bro.
You only get that privilege if you've laid down good pipe.
Yeah.
The certain man is.
Can you leave now? I need to go work.
So I got to sky work for man. You get me? Well, no Zoom today.
That was mad though.
What was mad?
I've been kicked out before still.
Bro,
not,
I told you.
Not because of bad pipe, but because I think you was there or something, but brother. As in the yard, innit? But it's like, brother, I just started to, you know, just,
bro,
you have to leave. What? You know them? What's that show called? Something scared when they take the kids to jail.
Scared straight.
Yeah. And the prisoner comes out and talks to the kids. The kids, when she woke me up, I was like, brother, I was fuming. I knew in my heart I would not make it home that day if I drove. I could just sleep in the car for 45 minutes, bro. The way she woke me up, I was startled, bro.
I told you, man, where she got me drunk, we're in there sipping juice, having shots or whatever. I'm thinking, yeah, kick me out. In New Cross, bro, I'd go sleep in the car. Because you know, the liquors hit you as well, bro. In New Cross, bro, I'm like, there's no way. No way. And from that day, bro, never spoke to her again. I was like, there's no way.
She saw you drunk. She said, hell no.
Bro, it wasn't that. No. Do you know what she said? No. Bro, she said, did you think we were going to meet first time or ever? In my mind, yeah. Like,
why are you telling me that?
Brother, we were out there. Like,
you
when I say bro.
When you tell me that, I remember that happened to me. I bought a Chinese and everything.
Brother.
I bought bear Chinese. You know.
Mom's got some for the next morning.
You know, like, when the thing was so buff, yeah. The funny thing is, she listens to it. Because when I told the story before, she messaged me. I started laughing about the story. Saying, I remember at Victoria that day, yeah. I went to the yard. My father was going to chop. But she still is, but she was buff anyway. So I'm like, yes. I said, do you want Chinese? I'm putting out all the stops. Whatever you want, babes, get it. You know that girl's like, you know, like, what's that thing in the, ooh, you got money.
Yeah.
She's looking at me like, ooh, you got money. Like, brother, the Chinese bag came. You know what it is? The bag is full.
Double bag.
Bare containers in there. Double layered, yeah? So man's eating Chinese now. You know, there's so much Chinese that like, I'm taking a bit of this one, a bit of this one, and a bit of rice.
You're getting comfy.
So I'm getting comfy.
Hella starch.
Man starts drinking. Man's plastered. Next minute, she's like, you're going to have to go home, you know. So after I spent 40 quid on Chinese. 45 quid on Chinese.
Yeah.
And bought liquor. Oh, my God.
I said, I'm drunk tonight.
I said, I'm drunk. She's going, yeah, but first time we're meeting, blah, blah.
Oh, first time you landed. You say, yeah.
I'm like, why invite me to the yard, though? Like, why? Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I packed up my Chinese. You know when the bag's ripped? So you're just holding the bag from the knot. The bag was ripped, blood, but yeah, the knot was holding the bag together.
He took everything.
But I put my shit back in the bag, man. I got in the car with my drunk self. I didn't even drive nowhere, blood.
So
I was in a yard for like an hour.
Nigga, you do that anyway.
What? I'll sleep. Yeah. But that
one. I used to stop doing that though, bro.
Sleep in my car.
No, but like anywhere. Like there, bro. Mm-hmm. Go home, man.
I'm tired, man.
Bro.
I slept, blood.
While we're here, you see what you described? It also brought on another thing. So, you know, when you think to yourself, whenever you go to women's houses, you're the one that will bring a juice, you bring a food or whatever. It's never the other way around. Mm. One time a chick's come to the house or whatever, she brought juice. Chilling, you know what I mean? Food and so on and so on. After we sip juice and she's going home, she took the leftover liquor with the food. Yeah, she goes, bro, I was like, nah. Because think about it. If you take a bottle to a chick's yard, you're going to leave it. Think about it. We're drinking this, whatever. You're taking it.
If I go back and the tequila's half full, that's mine.
Like, if I go to a house party and I bring a drink, my drink come back.
What do you mean? You let me drink this? All right, cool.
Sometimes they would drink my drink. I'll bring the bottle to the house party. I'll look. Has anyone seen me with this bottle? Put that back. Let me get a drink, please. Bottle coming back for me, blood. Or during the party somehow, I'll go back in my car, I'll drop the bottle back in the boot, man.
At my house, we used to take half juice, the bottles that were stacked and put them in the spare room and lock the door. So she remember, in my office, I'd put all the juices in there. I just bring them up periodically because I knew people would be taking them as they go.
She'd be drinking tequila with her next done.
No, the way she took the juice, the way she took the juice, I was sitting there like, nah. Because I'm thinking, I brought liquor bad times and I've never taken it. But this is how you're moving. And from then on, I was like, cool, I am not buying no juice ever again. We're going halves. Because the way she took it, bro, literally, like, I was like, nah.
How do you ask for halves, though?
How do I what?
Ask for halves.
How do I ask for halves? Tell her we're splitting the bottle.
It is splitting the bottle.
It is. We're paying half and half.
For what? I don't get what's going on.
If he's going to the girl's yard, we get house of the ball.
What about it there? You know what I mean? It's not first chop, though. You know what I mean? Not first chop, though. You know what I mean? Because we've been there a couple of times. And you...
No,
it was only after she... Bro, after she took the bottle. Because I was fine buying liquor.
I can't stand this neck anymore.
Before that, I was okay buying the liquor, bro. I was okay buying the liquor. No. But now I know what kind of person you are.
I'm not
bro, she took the bottle, bro.
Firm that.
But they see me girls and whatever...
You're
eating
that.
I'm not eating that.
I had to get that on the soundboard.
Pause.
You still got on about that?
You're gonna eat that.
Nah. Man, like Sully. Bro, you gotta let it go, bro. There's no way. Remember, how are you getting the money from
that's
her?
That's what I'm saying. What?
In cash or is it bank transfer?
I'll give you the money.
But she's in her house already.
She's my yard. We're there. I tell her, you know, one of those ones where, like, my car's not working, but I'll send it to you. That way I can be sure I'm sending you the money. Because we do the
even,
other way.
Even that's worse.
I can't be bothered.
Because
I don't care.
I have to go out and then how much is it? 24 quid. All right,
okay.
Let me give you 12.
I'm okay giving you the 12.
That's too much, man.
You see me? There's certain things I can write off. That's one thing.
I know.
A drink.
Bro, no. Because you know for me, it's not even about the 12 quid or the 20 quid or the 30 quid. It's the principle. I'm okay with that. Because I've been out here buying liquor this whole time. And you want to take half a bottle home with you? Because you can't leave the bottle, no?
But my thing is this.
It's the principality smoking.
But my thing is, but I hear you, but take the bottle. I get it. I'll just register that as in like, oh, you're one of them, you're tight. I'll just register it.
Yeah, and next time we're drinking juice with no liquor in it.
But then what I would say is maybe then just test her and be like, bring a bottle with you next time and just see what she does.
Nigga, she did bring the bottle and took it with her.
No, that's what I'm saying. Cool, but I'm just saying that.
Second chance.
Bro, so she can do it again.
She doesn't.
And my heart can't take it twice.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I wouldn't care.
Twice I might say something.
Because the thing is, I see it as it is your bottle. It's not mine. You bought it. It's not my bottle.
So you think girls are looking at me to pick up my hanging out the door?
Bro, I tell you right now, Marvin, you pick up that tequila on your way out, she's looking at you.
It depends on what it is. If it's that Sierra tequila with a hat.
Yeah, hold that.
Tequila, man. Hold that one, man. Eat that one, man. Have the hat as well. If it's Casamigos, I'm taking my bottle back.
1942.
Bring the bottle, blood. Even empty bottle. Bring it back.
Those ones I can leave because you know I cooked it at home. So, you know what I mean? I'm okay with that.
Man, cooking girls are saying, oh my God, this tequila is so smooth.
I have heard it live in the flesh.
Sierra.
And from then on, I told you, man, if you want the recipe, I got it for you. Don't worry, I'll pattern you. All I'm saying is, chicks were talking about, oh my God. And I sat there and I was like, you lying motherfucker.
Man put the key to the baking soda in there, you know?
Bro, well, that's when I knew.
And white vinegar.
Bro, that's when I knew that they are liars, bro. Liars, you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, I told you one. Somebody I know is like, all she drinks is Dom P and Don Julio 1942. She likes all she drinks. And you know when you sit there and I was like, interesting. Because I've seen you. I've seen you drinking other things.
The barefoot.
You know what I mean? I was like, I don't know who you're hanging out with now, and, you know what I mean, for you to be able to pull their blinds there. But I've seen you drinking other things.
You know what I hate when people do this whole I don't drink dark liquor. I don't drink white liquor. Shut up, man.
I don't drink that.
Oh, gets on my nerves, man.
Okay.
Just drink alcohol, man.
Well, I can't drink Hennessy.
That's calm. Nigga, buy your own juice. But you can buy your own juice, so that's cool.
No, I'm not asking you to buy me a juice.
That's calm, I'm saying, but it's just like, what is this? Because I've seen people say stuff like, I don't do dark, I'm going to do white. But rum comes in both. Well, you're going to do what? You can't drink both rubs.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I understand the difference in that. But for me, if you're buying your own juice, I don't
Henny's not vodka. Henny's not tequila.
You got dark rum and light rum.
You got dark tequila and light tequila.
And for me, it tastes very different.
I prefer the light one. I prefer dark. I can afford it.
Yeah, but there's preferring and you saying stuff like, I just don't agree with me.
No, vodka don't agree with me. Like, vodka is one of them things.
Every time I drink champagne,
I throw up.
For me, I get heartburn.
The bubbles are just mad, bro.
Heartburn.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it. I tried it. Nah.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie.
What do you mean that's a lie?
Because you drink sparkling water. And you said you like Perrier.
Yeah, I tasted it. I don't know.
You bought bottles of Perrier.
And
bro.
I went through it and done.
Did it make you sick?
No, it's not the same.
The bubbles.
It's not the same.
So there's no bubbles in that.
It's not the same bubbles,
I feel like
bro.
Some of them are slightly different. I would agree.
Is it the bubbles or not?
I was going to ask you a mad question.
Nah.
Because you're kidding. That's how you're on to me. Because I'm saying it's not the same. Bubbles are not bubbles. Allow me, bro.
There's one thing on iPhone, the thing that turns your screen orange.
For what? For your eyes?
Yeah. It's dope still.
Isn't it too dark?
I heard it's good at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that, because it's different to the blue light and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you're straining your eyes?
So when you're in bed and you have your phone, it doesn't... It's actually true.
And like, you can fall asleep to it.
Yeah, you can fall asleep. It's supposed to like...
What's it called?
The blue light, I can't remember.
True tone?
Yeah, I think, in the settings. And you can change it. So I think from 10 till 7 a.m. I have it on. So it's a bit weird when you first have it, but you can be in bed and like it's not piercing your eyes. It's not like too much. We got to round up, by the way, because we've got to be out by 4:30.
Yeah. I was going to say, we were talking about, bottles and what you prefer and so on and so on. I may not have a preference when it comes to, certain liquors and so on when you're chilling at the table. But what I do is I know my size. Remember when I told you a certain man came to the table when your boy said a certain man's coming to the table and they're going to square up the bill.
Here we go.
Brother, when I saw their bottles of 1942 coming to the table, I was like, it's definitely my time to leave the table. Because you know one of those ones? I was like, bro, I've been drinking Patrol Silver all night. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know my budget. You know, and you're like, listen, this is what I'm spending tonight. If we go through 3, 4, 5 bottles of Patron Silver, 6 bottles, I know it's going to be this much. You know what I mean? If we split it between 2, 3 people, it's going to be this much. I've got it, bro. Then I'm seeing 1942, you know what I mean? Or whatever. One night, the man that were on the table, my brethren's, bro. You know the Clos Azul, the big joint. Brother, I'm sitting there looking at these niggas like, hey.
In Dubai, I remember a time when I got to the table, can't where I was coming from, met that man at Blue. Got to the table. When I saw the bottle, I said, fuck.
That's a big one.
Brother. I saw 94. I saw the big
brother.
Rao Azul with them man there. Yeah.
Brother.
The girls.
And then the price of that in Dubai?
Bro, the brother bought the bill over. I think it was like 29,000 dirham,
How much is that?
Split by, divide by 3.67.
There was 4 of us,
That's 10 bags each, bro. Oh, 4. Sorry. That's 6 bags each.
29,000, but...
No?
So
basically, say 30,000,
7,500
dirhams.
7,500
bags each.
So it's about
2
But I ain't really drank nothing yet.
7 bags
for
a little juice.
I looked.
So I bagged something.
I was just there for time, like what? But the man squared the bill. I said, phew.
It's not a bag.
What's the Denzel Washington?
29,000 dirhams.
What's the Denzel Washington?
Yeah, but if you split it between 4 people.
Bro.
Denzel Washington mean when he goes.
Yeah.
I sent you the meme, bro. I sent you, man, the cartoon meme where the brother's in the thingy, where the cartoon,
A bag for each.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's not the money, it's that. I didn't come for that. And also, remember, I didn't
forward for that.
Yeah. I didn't know about
this. They didn't give me the heads up.
Why are you pleading
your case, bro? Chill out, man.
No, because people might think I'm broke.
Play the one I sent you, Marvin, because that's hilarious. No, it's the truth, bro. When you get the taste, because you know...
Musa talks saying transfer no they work, so everybody got to pay for him thing. Musa talks saying transfer no they work, so everybody got to pay for him thing. Yes.
That is fine. Well, what do we drink? This loud now, which one?
You say what? In?
Wait loud, which is which loud?
Na Canadian, this is it, plastic.
So your bill is 5,675,000.
God, we can use the POS. You can.
God, save me. Save me, God.
This is not that. Everybody free. Yeah. We're not a self-fake as well in Canadian forever. Stop all transactions now. We're shutting down this club until we're done with our investigation. If you're not a staff, evacuate this premises right
what
now.
If you left me? What if they killed me? I am over her. What if they killed me? What if I died?
Bro, I know he's never been.
That's a lifeline.
That man said he's never been so happy for there to be a raid of the Dons.
By the way, we're wrapping up. Yeah, see that song that's playing. Yeah, I beg you, play it for a little bit. That French tune with no teeth.
But he is wavy. That, no, no, I know that tune is wavy. The best.
Bro,
the best comment I saw on that. Yeah,
his it teeth was, are you know, missing
it was
though.
Like beat. 10 out of 10, you know, vocals, 10 out of 10, T-30 out of 32.
T-15 out of 32.
He's
the whole
cold.
Middle of this thing.
Apparently it fell out and it just didn't grow back.
Well, you know really? What a dentist?
No, I just think he's part
your
of his
teeth
look
can't
now.
Fall out like that. But he's, that's what I'm saying. You see fame and fortune, yeah? If he was a regular dude working in the post office, people looking at him like, what the hell? Because his fame, everyone's like, it
no,
kind of looks
sing,
good.
No, he can sing,
no. Of course, I'm saying, but because you're lit, doesn't matter what you look like when you're lit.
No, but he's had to work to that point,
he's,
though.
Because he's still going to get bad bees.
Bro, he's had to work to that point,
16
though.
16 missing the front.
Don't hear what you sound like, bro. No, do you know what you sound like?
Bowen.
Oh, Cat Williams was like trying to convince us that Jonathan Majors was handsome. Bro, I was screaming when he dropped that in there.
But I saw women saying Caesar from Planet of the Apes.
That was hilarious.
Stop it, man.
Search Caesar GQ, man. Certain girls are looking at it like, oh
what's
my God.
What's that guy's
There's
name again?
The name of the song is B-E-C-A-N-E.
His name is Yamin. Is it Yamin? Oh, I've been playing him all week, bro.
B-A-C-B-E-C-A-N-E.
Y-A-M-E.
Bitch, ça fait très très longtemps que j'y pense à comment se mettre bien. Moi, j'ai pas ton élan. Écoute jamais les mondis, ceux qui jacques n'ont pas vu la vie au travers de ton monde. C'est bon parler dans leur langue, mais pour qu'ils n'entendent que le langage de la violence. Je me faufile en balle sur les mains, tu m'as pas vu bégayer quand fallait passer le lent. Sans caracher quand t'as négro, j'ai choisi mes modèles, c'est fiable comme un moteur allemand. L'un des sans caras, sans chicot, et je fais des gros bien plus que les grands de tes grands. J'étais ma paille, ils sont pas concentrés. J'attends pas la passe, ils peuvent pas s'entrer. Ils vont tout me faire, pas de grosses années. On n'est pas venu ici pour se pavaner. Remballe ta CG, mais cessez.
Hey,
bah, je tourne la poigne, je passe le temps. Je roule
even
comme
the
si quelqu'un m'attend.
Ah, it's too cold, bro.
Je cale le pétard entre mes dents.
Yeah, this bit, I saw.
Bah ouais, bah ouais. Chant la bécane.
Why not?
Oh, I listened to the whole catalogue first.
No, I've listened to, but he's got like, Bobby, songs are wavy. I've listened to about four of them. He's announced the show. Yeah, he's
you
announced
the show.
You've
gone to a concert after listening to four tunes?
Yes, bro.
That's all I need. That's all I need.
He's got a couple dates in France. So me and Matthew are looking at going to one of the Paris dates. If obviously I'm free. I'm not going to move nothing for him. Yeah.
Bowen, Bowen. Ah man, that was a show this week. Hope you enjoyed it.
Leave the comments, man. We're gonna start reading them out before we start.
Yeah, leave
episode.
The comments. Also, as well,
I've got tips.
You sent Tay's meat last time.
Send him some more meat.
Because you know what is the maddest thing is you realize how staggered people listen to the episode as well. Because in my mind, I assume that most people listen to it on a Friday or Saturday. But I was getting the chow mein emoji Friday, Monday, Wednesday. Like it was, and that was an episode from like a couple of weeks ago. And also I feel like what happened was because of the new year, a lot of people, because of either Dirty December or
catching up.
Whatever, a lot of people weren't listening to pods. But you can see people are kind of catching back up with them now because life's getting back to normal.
Oh yeah, someone sent a message to one of my good friends. Let me read it out. Cause
also, remember as well, we had the people that contacted us about the swimming lessons.
Yeah.
I can't find the message, man.
It's over 30 days.
Bro. So if you're listening about the swimming lessons, please message me again because it was in my request and I thought I responded, I didn't. And then by the time I remembered, I couldn't find it. Because when I would do the swimming lessons, I want to do swimming lessons. There's a few things I want to do this year. I want to learn to swim properly. And also...
That means next week's going to be a good conversation.
And also a language as well. Because even, for example, that Bowen, Bowen. Brother, I told you, when I go to France, bro...
brother, allow me, man.
No, I'm being sick, brother, when you go to France, brother, you speak to some girls.
You're going
to
say your French is good?
No, they don't understand no English, bro. Yeah. Oh, brother, one time me and Chisa went to a rave. The rave was booming.
Like, I won't pull out the Google thing and won't speak on
France. Yeah, I didn't know. Did you my pet? Oh, for fuck! Next girl as well. My God, brother. It's like I flash back to school. I'm like, why didn't I listen in school? Why are you telling about the black women in France, man? Miss Perez. Why are you telling me about the black women in France? And I remember her name still.
But sir, Perez.
Mr. Daly and Miss Perez.
I got tips for anyone going to Dubai. The best lesson I learned from one of my brethren, I may have learned a bit too late, but it's a lesson nonetheless. If you're going to Dubai and you're going to, go do enjoyment. My brethren was like, it was one rule. Actually, it's two rules. Don't ever be the first person on the table when you get there. Whether it's in your name or it's not in your name, don't be the first person on the table and don't be the last person to leave. But first person on the table, they're going to take your details, when you arrive. And if you're the last person, if they don't pay the bill, it's you there grabbing.
If you have to apply those rules, you shouldn't be on the table with those people.
Brother?
Because when we went to Dubai, if you got there first, doesn't matter. Because me, Gabe, whatever, you're going to get your money. If you believe you're not going to get your money, you shouldn't be on the table with those people.
He'll tell you. I was fine. Marvin, the majority of the time I was there, yeah. It was fine. But there were times, when you get there and you're thinking, it's not looking good right now.
Yeah, but them tables, I get there after.
And it was me and my brethren.
Remember, it wasn't my table. It's a man phoned me and said, I spent a guy in blue, come true. All right, I'll slide through to blue. I knew the wire was coming. So I'll slide through to blue. Cool. But if it's me and my man them, bro, I don't mind.
It's just the man them that's gone. But for me, like I said, I was there with the man them. The man them, sometimes the man them have man them and they bring their man them and their man them disappear halfway through.
Sometimes the man them have man them.
So I'm with my mandem. My mandem have mandem.
Hey, what's
the mandem? You know what I mean.
Or mandem squared.
You know what I mean?
Cubed.
You know what I mean? I've come back. I told you. He'll tell you. I called him the next day.
That's too many mandem.
I called him the next day. I called him the next day, yeah? I think it was the next day, bro. And I was fuming, yeah? Because the man says, yeah. No, these men are coming. You know what I mean? It's cool. They're going to pay their bills. Just they couldn't get a table. So they'll come on you, whatever. You know what I mean? But think of who it is. When he didn't say it to me. So if I had known, bro, I would have been funny about it because it's him. But he said it to my brethren. Mm. So as he said it to my brethren's like calm because he's not failed him just yet. Brother, by the end of the night, Marvin, by the end of the night, there was about 40 people on that table. But night was gone with my brethren, me, and the next man. And we had to split the bill. And all I had that night on that table was one drink and one shot.
Wait, hold on a second.
Let's get out of here. I don't want Brent to come back and see us, bro. Let's get out of here, man.
All right, see that. Someone basically said that they were catching up on free shots. Not gonna lie, last leg of last year has been top tier content. I've been crying every episode. These men are dumb. And obviously she's responded with give them their flowers. She said yes, give it to them. Just wanted to read that out. Love.
Give it to them. Thank you. We out.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.